1-2 to Castro. Swing and a miss. Struck by on a breaking ball down and in, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros avoid being shut out, but the Angels take game one of this three-game series, 7-2 over the Astros. Matt Shoemaker, the story tonight for the Angels.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Craig Bjornson, Astros bullpen coach, and got a really good performance out of the bullpen yesterday with Chris Devinsky. Mike Fiers not able to go deep in the game, and Devinsky really saving the bullpen with four and a third innings and quality innings as well. Are you surprised by the progression Devinsky has made from a guy who wasn't on the team to begin the year, wound up coming up when Michael Feliz had that long stint in New York and now has become a key member of this team?
Wouldn't actually say surprised, because I do know him from being in the minor leagues as a coordinator, and this guy's work ethic along with, you know, his stuff, he's been coming along. So to see him progress at this level, though, once he got up here, has been a nice thing to see for him.
And you look at the way the bullpen is. You have Chris Devinsky, who's been a starter in the minor leagues, started a little bit here, has gone back and forth between starting and relieving this year. You have Scott Feldman, starter now in the bullpen, and Michael Feliz, who had been a starter, who's in the bullpen right now. What are some of the things that you can do as a bullpen coach to help those guys make that transition a little easier, going from, you know, having that routine every fifth day to being in the bullpen, where a lot of times you don't know when you're going to pitch?
Yeah, a couple different cases with the younger guys and Feliz and Devinsky versus Feldman.
Yeah.
Devinsky and Feliz, it's just been a main, you know, keeping them abreast of the situations early in the game, and so that they're on top of what they need to do with their bodies and their arms if they're called on early. And then a little bit of the advanced information, preparing them as they get ready throughout the game. Feldman's just been a pleasure to have. I mean, what an addition to the bullpen. He just brings himself and his character into the bullpen and relaxes people a little bit more. And the camaraderie with him being a starting pitcher, the relievers actually, you know, got to feed off of his knowledge a little bit more out there. And he's been, you know, a pleasant transition. Have helped him a little bit with what he likes. He's given me his little list of likes and preparations for when he's getting ready to come in the game. He almost treats it like a starter with an advanced report on the first three hitters and how he wants to attack them and that. And so he's done, you know, a good job to help us out there.
That really makes a big difference. And you have a veteran like Scott Feldman, who's been a starter the last few years, who can come to the bullpen and really buy in. I imagine that's to rub off on some of the younger guys as well.
Yes, it is. It's rubbing off on them. And, you know, credit to him, because it's a tough situation as well with, you know, being out of the rotation and into the bullpen. And his, once again, going back to his character, he's done a very good job to see his way through that at this time and contribute to the team in a few different roles out there as well. He's had some early long relief type of availability, and then some crucial more leverage inning outings as well, with his velo being up and some of his stuff sharpening up out there. So
Ken Giles got off to a slow start in his Astros tenure out of the bullpen, but has been really good over the last month and a half or so. What are some of the changes you've seen with Ken Giles from what we saw early in the year to now?
Ken's a student of the game. He really does a good job with his own following of his delivery. And so he early on had a little bit of a looseness on his front side that he knew he was going through. And then with some diligent work on his part in the afternoon sessions, he's really been able to start to clean up that portion of his delivery, which is going to be a key for him, because if that front side gets a little bit loose, with that hard throwing, you know, arm, it doesn't follow the path that it needs to stay on. So he's slowly but surely been on the path to cleaning it up, and it's getting better and better.
Craig Bjornson, Astros bullpen coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 2006, the Astros mounted an amazing comeback to snap a five-game losing streak. It looked pretty grim as they were down 4-0 in the ninth after losing an 18-inning game at PNC Park in Pittsburgh the night before. But there is no clock in baseball. The Astros greeted lefty Oliver Perez with four singles and a walk to start the ninth. Another walk and a sacrifice fly by Brad Ausmus tied the game at four. In the top of the tenth, Morgan Ensberg and Mike Lamb singled. Preston Wilson singled to drive Ensberg home with a go-ahead run. The rally fizzled, but Brad Lidge came in to hold the one-run lead and put an end to the losing streak. He also picked up his 13th save of the year.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Hey, everybody, back with Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with special guest Colin Moran, third baseman for the Astros, who collected his first major league hit in last night's game. First of all, Colin, congratulations on that big moment for you.
Thank you.
When you came up in the third inning, you got robbed of a base hit. Johnny Giovitella making a nice catch on you. Were you expecting to see that ball bounce on the grass, or were you just hoping?
I was hoping it would, but it wasn't a very good swing, so I wasn't really expecting a hit. But, yeah, he made a really nice play.
Then you came up in the fifth inning. Can you walk us through that at bat a little bit? You got to the plate. You were facing Matt Shoemaker, who had a great game last night. Tell me what you were thinking and how it transpired.
Yeah, things kind of sped up for me the first few at-bats up here, so I just tried to slow things down and get back to my approach.
2-2. Hit the other way and in the left field for a base hit. That's the first knock in the big leagues for Colin Moran, and he goes against the shift to get it.
Everybody clapping. Everybody excited for Colin Moran. Even in a lopsided game, those are big moments.
So Moran, it took him 13 at-bats in the big leagues before he finally got that first hit. Nice-looking swing, and that's something Moran is very good at, taking the ball to the opposite field.
Luckily, he just left a pitch up, and I was able to get hit.
And not coincidence that you're able to drive the ball the other way. That's been kind of your MO ever since the Astros acquired you a couple years ago. It's just a spray hitter, a guy that can hit to all fields. And was that the way you grew up playing?
Yeah, definitely. I've never been a huge home run hitter, but just try and shoot the gaps and help the team win.
In the ninth inning, you picked up your first two RBIs as a major leaguer.
Rosen delivers, and Moran grounds it through the hole left side. That's a base hit. Scoring easily on the play is Gonzalez. Rasmus around third. He will score as well. Colin Moran gets his first big league RBIs, and it's 7-2 Angels.
Pretty cool moment for you there, too. And again, beating the shift. I don't think teams are going to shift too much against you anymore.
Yeah, it was more of a well-placed ball than a really good hit ball, so I'll take it. And it just happened to be a pitch that he was probably just trying to get a strike.
Yep.
And left it over, and like I said, it was good enough swing.
You went to North Carolina, you grew up in New York, and was that one of the products of you and your brother wanted to follow your uncle who went to North Carolina and just became fans of that program?
Yeah, definitely. Following my brother, going to games there all the time. Mm-hmm. Made it a lot of fun, so I was just hoping that I'd get an opportunity to go there, and then once the opportunity came up, I was definitely pumped and took it.
What's that program like? I mean, obviously, it's tough to get in anyway. Academically, it's really challenging. What was it like, just the whole atmosphere, going to basketball games there, just everything as a Tar Heel?
Yeah, it's awesome. That was best 3 years of my life, just between the friends I made and all the memories, and like you said, basketball games, and then we were fortunate enough to win quite a bit when I was there, so going to the College World Series my freshman year is something I'll never forget.
And talking about going to basketball games, were you one of those dudes with your shirts off painting on your stomach?
No, I never did that, but I had some teammates that definitely did. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. Some really good memories of those games.
This is the last thing with Colin Moran. What's the hardest thing about slowing things down? You mentioned earlier that you felt like you were speeding yourself up. How do you do it?
Just trying to take a deep breath and understand what got you here is probably going to keep you here, and just try and play the same game that you've always played, which is easier said than done sometimes. And definitely the first few games it was harder than I thought, but just trying to slow things down and take a deep breath and do what you've always done.
Yeah. It's Colin Moran. Congratulations on yesterday. We know it's only a matter of time. There's going to be a bunch more.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.